You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 8:08 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. Christy Simone. And let's see, I love that man. Dan Shearer, I love that Matt read the piece on the perfect ACT score. We need more news like that. So, where did this kid get an ACT? This made the news? I love it.
It most certainly did.
Let's give one more
look. Let's get it up in front of us here. It's she got a Kimberly Allen, salaried yeah. high school senior, a perfect 36 on the ACT. It's accomplished by 0.19%. That's more than 0.0, but not much. 0.19% of test takers. And her parents credit her initiative and strong directed study habits. Her brother got a 35, her older brother. And it's not only books, right? She's a keyboardist. She's a painter, and we could only list so many, but there's a whole bunch of extracurricular activities that she's involved with.
Awesome.
Helping other people at school and, civic kind of things.
So two things. Listen to more Rick Wakeman and Keith Emerson, and then she has three, BYU, U of A, or NAU. I would go to BYU in a heartbeat. So I wouldn't go to those other two. Just telling you. And I'm an alum of one, for God's sake, so. Dan Shearer, her slacker brother, only got a 35. We're having a good day here at the Wake Up Tucson show. If you missed my semi-epic rant about Laura Conover assuming that Hispanic families that are victims of violence are gullible dumbasses, head over to KVOI.com. And again, we have a happy hour coming up. It's the 17th of July at Tucson Games and Gadgets, 5:30 start. Please join us. Food, drink, and trivia will be very fun. And then that's at Tucson Mall. And then we're going to be at the fabulous Westward Look Resort on August 17th, Saturday night, for our Night at the USO fundraiser for Honor Flight. And so please join us. $45 at the door, cash or credit. And then you have to RSVP. If you're not on the list, you're not coming in, at wakeuptucson@gmail.com. We're going to raise money for veterans to do the Honor Flight, Southern Arizona Honor Flight to D.C., see the war memorials, some closure, and some other things that go on during there. And amazing prizes, a chunk of gold donated by Tucson Coin and Autograph. We have an F-16 simulator experience, and we now have a ride-along with Sheriff Mark Daniels of Cochise County. Real quick before we get to Jorge Rivas, so David Hathaway, we know the sheriff of Santa Cruz, listens to the show, and he did send me a playlist, but I'm boycotting his playlist because after he did a commercial with Nanos for Katie Hobbs, and then he just did one for Gallego about the border, David, you seem like a nice fella. You're just mixed up. I'm just telling you. I'm going to be very charitable. You're just mixed up right now. So I'll pray for you to stop being so mixed up. Jorge Rivas, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
You may know this young man. Him and his wife, Betty, own Sammy's Mexican Grill up in Catalina. And they came to some national forefront news when your lovely wife was brought up. She had her Latinos for Trump sign at the TCC, and he brought her up on stage with her.
Yeah, that's when supporting Trump from Latinos was like death sentence. And we were brave enough to exercise our freedom of expression. We're so blessed to live in a country where you can have the freedom. And we say, hey, the freedom is here. Let's use it.
Yeah.
And at that time, you might remember, the media, especially in Espanol, they were saying, oh, Trump is a Latino hater. It's like, give me a break, and having heard the Trump candidate speak, I came to realize that he was the right person to be the next president of the United States. And, we still keep thinking that. So
he was painted as a Hispanic hating individual because he wanted the control of the southern border.
Yeah, it seemed like for Democrat enforcing the laws, enforcing immigration laws is racist.
Right.
Which is so dumb. Yeah. I mean, any other country that you go around the world, they will check your papers before you come in. Your passport. I mean, even if you go to the poorest country, you know, in the world, they want to know who you are. How long are you going to be there for? And it's sad that in the United States, you automatically, the government automatically becomes racist if you ask someone for their ID. It is beyond stupidity. My mind, I guess, is too small to comprehend why they go that route. I know that during Trump presidency, he was, you know, accused of being a racist for enforcing immigration laws, like I said. But I think now that the Biden administration does not want to enforce the laws because they don't want to fall into the same category. I mean, how can you?
They just want to do the opposite of whatever the bad Trump guy would do.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do the opposite, mm-hmm. which is let the border just fall apart, right?
Yeah.
And the immigration system fall apart worse than it already was.
Right. But then you have, for example, people that were commenting that in southern Texas, where 90% of people are Latinos, that the support for Trump is up through the roof. Because why? Because we want law and order. You know, we understand that for our families to grow up in a safe society, for them to go to school, to start your business, you need to have law and order. Otherwise, it's a chaos. So who are we going to support? We're going to support the candidate who likes law and order like we do.
So let's do this, Matt. Let's go to break. We're talking with Jorge Rivas.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to about a movie that your son David did.
Right.
Because he's a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called As Good As Expected.
Correct.
And if you go to watch.salemnow.com, you can watch the movie.
Correct, yes.
So let's do this. Let's go to break. We're playing our friend Judith's playlist. Remember, you send me 18 songs. You control the bump list for Wake Up Tucson. So we're talking to Jorge Rivas, Sammy's Mexican Grill up on Oracle Road in Catalina, and the movie is called As Good As Expected. 790-2040, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. 8:18 in the morning, and we're hanging out with Jorge Rivas. We're talking about the documentary done by his son David, As Good As Expected. Why the title of As Good As Expected?
I guess during the documentary, it took months to do it. And in a few occasions, he will ask me, for example, when we went to Mar-a-Lago and right outside, out in the parking lot, he goes, Dad, how was it? It was as good as expected. I mean, in my mind, I already had a mindset of what I was expecting to see.
Right.
You know, just being in Mar-a-Lago was so amazing. I mean, seeing as we were driving in, it's like a 200 feet long driveway. We saw one of the Trump ladies, I think it was Lara Trump, just walking by like in a, like you see your neighbor, you know, walking
sure.
in the yard. So it was so surreal. Or unreal, that to me it was as good as expected.
So this movie is about the trials and tribulations of being a Latino in 2020. Well, before that,
mm-hmm.
To now of being a Trump supporter. Is that what the movie is about? What you've gone through?
What we're going through, and also we talk quite a bit about raising a family, raising it with moral values, raising them with the mindset that they have to be responsible, they have to go to school, they have to be as good as possible in anything that they do.
Yeah.
Because I think it is my conclusion that many of the problems that we have nowadays in today's society is because we as parents are failing to raise our kids with the moral values, with Christian values, being there, supporting them all the way. And I think my kids are a good example of my wife and I, being Latinos, being immigrants. We were able to not only help our kids graduate from high school, graduate from college, but now they're also going into their own jobs, buying their houses. So being responsible adults, you know, staying away from drugs and all that kind of stuff.
Tell me about your support for Donald Trump over the years. What's one or two of the craziest hitbacks that basically you weren't expected of being either attacked in a certain way that you and Betty and the crew had to put up with?
It is sad to experience how much hate there is nowadays in the world. I mean, I think the social media has given the fumes or the fuel for that hate to expand like in a wildfire. And I think we were taken back by so much hate that we receive. But nowadays, whenever we see bad comments on social media, we just brush it off. But,
But you have people doing reviews of your restaurant and basically crapping on it because you're a Trump supporter?
Still, yeah. Yeah. That is not, it's still happening. Which is, you know, up to a point, you know, is the right to express their opinion, even though that they're lying. But, I am grateful to live in this country, and I will support candidates, not only President Trump, but other candidates that show that they love this nation and they wanted to keep it great. They wanted to keep it right, because people like my, you know, new generation like my kids, they need a society where they can thrive. And I think it's sad that many people that had never been outside the United States, maybe if they have, they gone to other rich countries. If they never experienced going to a third world country, they cannot really know how it is to be, or how people live. Like 60% of the population live on poverty, real poor. And we are blessed. I mean, if you have a car, if you have air conditioning, you're a rich person, you know, compared to world standards. So we are blessed to live in this country.
So let's talk about the Latino voter and Trump over the starting in 16, moving through, you know, the 4 years, getting to the 2020 election, mm-hmm. and then go through here. Talk about the journey that you think Latino voters are at right now, arriving in 2024, coming up to this election, mm-hmm. in relation to their view support or lack of support for Donald Trump.
Yeah. I've talked to quite a few people because, you know, at work I have the opportunity to do that. And one of the things that I found out is that some people say that, they vote Democrat because their parents or grandparents also used to vote Democrat.
Yep.
So it's like, if I don't follow their steps, if I don't follow what they were doing, then I'm going to be out of place, or they're going to judge me for what I do. But at the same time, people have come to realize that the Democratic Party only paints a good picture of the future, paint a good picture of what they're going to do, but they don't deliver. And in case of Donald Trump, the economy was great. He's a great leader. Is the opposite of what Joe Biden is doing. I mean, I feel sorry for the guy. So I think Latinos are finally realized that supporting Donald Trump is not only the right thing to do because it's going to keep our streets safe, because he's going to hopefully make us to where we don't have to spend $1,000 when we go to Fry's or we go to the, you know, any grocery store. And I think, like I said, finally that they have come to the conclusion that all the negativity that the media has been saying for the last 8 years is all made up stuff. You know, 90% of it is a bunch of lies.
So there are some things that aren't lies. It's not like he did have an affair with Stormy Daniels. he did lie at the debate and said he didn't have a. how do you negotiate that in your brain as you go through here? No one's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do you
kind of work that through your brain as you support the guy?
What's on my head is that if I wanted someone to be almost as perfect to be the president of the United States, I will go ask the Pope. You know,
wrong person to ask.
Yeah. Hey, can you be the president of the United States? But
my favorite shirt right now, it says "Make the Pope Catholic Again."
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're in a world where we're all imperfect. You know, yep. Donald Trump is not perfect, but he's a badass guy. I mean, if I feel myself owning an hacienda, you know, a big old ranch, I want to have a couple of big pit bulls and bulldogs that will take care of the property. You know, I don't want a little chihuahua to be going around barking at anything that moves. So I know Donald Trump is not perfect. I'm not looking for perfection, but he's a bad dude, you know. the way he talked, the way he acts, you know, saying things straight out, just the way they are.
So we're seeing that it seems like polling is leaning his way when it comes to the Hispanic voter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're seeing out there?
I sure do. People like him, and you know,
what does he need to tell the Latino voter right now to cement and get even more Latinos to vote for him?
I think he needs to say that he cares. You know, he's not the one, the person that he truly cares. Everything that he says, he really cares, and he will deliver. He's not making things up just to make people feel or make people think that he's the right person. He already delivered for 4 years, and we're sure that he's going to do it again. And he doesn't have to say a whole lot when we can see the disaster that Biden has created. You know, we are people that believe in God. We are Christians, many of us, and we believe in family. You know, family is really important for us, that you are a male or you're a female. This whole crap about, you know, wokeness and, you know, where kids don't know what they are.
Is the Democrat Latino voter finally going to wake up this election?
They have. And the ones that are not waking up is either because they're getting a paycheck every month, you know, from, you know, being a whatever extreme supporter of the Biden campaign, or they're just their mentality is so low, their IQ is so low that they cannot understand, you know, right from wrong.
All right, so the movie's as good as expected. It's on salemnow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is something that your son David did. He's a talented filmmaker.
Right. He graduated from the U of A, and he's a great kid. He's a great young man.
Oh, he is. I got to know him a couple of years ago. Intelligent. One of the more intelligent human beings I know is your son David.
Right, right.
Smart kid.
Yeah.
So, well, congratulations on the film.
Thank you.
And the call, again, it's good as expected. And keep up the good work.
If people want to follow us, they can go to Facebook, Sammy's Mexican Grill Facebook. We post things there all the time.
Sammy's Mexican Grill on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Say hi to Betty for me.
Thank you.
It was good seeing you guys.
And hopefully Donald Trump will choose Senator Marco Rubio for the next vice president.
All right, my friend. Have a great week.
Thank you.
That's Jorge Rivas, Sammy's Mexican Grill. Wake up.
From Riverside, California, baby.
What did you say about that horrible state?
I said...
All I heard, Yvonne, California, baby.
Yvonne Cornejo is from Riverside.
Oh.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff comes out of Riverside.
Well, I think so.
Absolutely. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Let's trigger Matt Neely again.
Uh-oh.
Matt, what's the deal with the...
What's the deal?
What's the deal with... Someone's asking me if the Spain-Germany semifinal today is at 9 or 12.
That is going to trigger
me. It's at 12.
You can trigger me by having to explain the offsides in soccer, but I digress.
Okay, before we get to
that.
I
know what it is.
Explain the inside, the infield fly rule in baseball.
Yeah, good luck with that. Runner advances at their own risk.
Tell me about...
There's a good meme about that. I wish I could remember it just a couple days ago. Anyway.
Oh, I saw it. It's the one where the aliens come down.
Yeah. What's that?
And basically, it's like you can save the planet Earth from being destroyed if you can explain the infield fly rule to
them. That was it. And we're doomed, man.
Let's go to Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with the infield fly rule?
But I digress. So
tell me about... we were talking about this horrible story about this lady who was killed by a guy going 96 miles an hour.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So I really need to dig up both stories because it seems to be kind of fluid from the day it was first reported as to who was going eastbound, who was going westbound, who ran a light. You know, it just seemed as though the reporting had changed. But the bottom line was a guy was going 96 miles an hour across Valencia. And somebody swerved to miss a car, I believe, and there was an accident.
Yeah, definitely west side is this Mark Avenue.
Yeah, Mark Avenue, Valencia and Mark.
And
Yeah, 96 miles an hour on Valencia.
It's a
96 miles an hour. Well, and we just last year a guy chopped his BMW in half at first and Grant, going 100, 115, something like that.
Correct. And the guy survived in the BMW. Yeah. Or the other car.
Yeah,
the other car.
It's.
Hey, T and Teddy almost got killed by that same another psycho on Grant.
You want an instant lesson in physics, man? Law and object in motion tends to stay in motion.
Let's do. I'm going to do a couple
and
of
kinetic energy and things like that.
I want you to go back into the Wayback Machine and please find me the NEA nutball.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that was. You want the extended clip? Or
no, let's do the short one.
The dance remix?
Let's just do the first one sent you.
Yeah, it was nuts.
So In here,
I didn't hear any talk about making kids smarter.
No. Her name is Betty Pringle, just like the processed chip.
Yeah.
Taking the chips and smooshing them together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
There we go.
And Becky Pringle, she's the president of the NEA. And
no hinges.
It's so funny where she's. I guess there's a scene in the office where Dwight Schrute, the assistant to the general manager,
not
the assistant general manager, goes on this unhinged rant. I'm going to show you the pictures side by side just to let you get a feel for it. This is just for me and Matt.
She definitely went down the Howard Dean route.
You are correct. Yeah. So this is the new nutball running the National Education Association.
See if you can hear anything about working hard to make kids smarter in life.
This was her big finish at the meeting to a 22-minute speech. This was the finish.
NEA delegates, we can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work.
Gotta lower
we
my volume.
We will do this work
piercing my
eardrums. Because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things. All the things. All the things. Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things. Keep going, NEA. To preserve our democracy, we must win all the things. Delegates, we won't go back. We will keep going forward because we are the NEA. We are the NEA. We are the NEA. And that's what we do.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Well played, Richard James. So what I don't get for someone who, Matt, what's the E stand for in NEA?
Edumacation.
So what I want to know from someone who's supposedly in charge of people teaching the children, when she keeps screaming, winning all the things, what the hell does that mean?
All the things, Chris.
I mean... This is intelligent speak.
I'll translate it for you. It's the elections. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying. That's all.
Oh, we must win all the things.
The things.
And our stock will rise high.
And as our friend Corey DeAngelis, who's been on the show before, also has said, all of us, this is Joe Higgins and the people in the charter school business.
Mm-hmm.
Another advertising for... setting people
Thank
there.
You. Thank you.
But this is why it's important in Arizona that we don't lose the state of Arizona legislature.
Correct.
That's why you need
the win. Because they'll be winning all the things as in taking away your universal school vouchers.
That's why.
Within about a nanosecond of that being over.
That's why you have to support people like Vince Leach who can win a general election. And I love that they're trying to take out Ken Bennett and Prescott. And there's two guys trying to take out, I forgot who the second guy is. It's but I got Fincham.
Well, if you're going to pull
Frado Di Nacho.
Fraud of July. July fraud. But yeah, if you're going to do something like that, it's better to have one. I mean, it's good for Ken that there's two people because that'll split it. But
Teacher Lawrence, so glad I'm not part of a teacher's union anymore.
Yikes.
The we got to win all the things. I like that one you got right there.
Yeah. Just one go yep. back on the Rivas family. I just love the write-up at SalemNow.com about this movie, as a documentary As Good As Expected, because they faced all this backlash and all this hate against them and their business. Why? Because they publicly interacted with somebody.
Yep.
You publicly interacted with Trump, and the fury got unleashed.
All right, you've opened up a new thing for me. So there's a picture at some event of Juan Siscomani standing next to Raul Grijalva at a public event. Guess what MAGA Purity World is doing with that one?
Right. What's he supposed to be doing, throwing spitwads at him?
I told you he was a rhino. He's a lefty bastard. Oh, my God. Right. And then we got Heather Lappin, who's, and again, if you want the Christie
Smith. He wasn't holding a Grijalva for Congress, re-elect Grijalva sign,
nope, they were. Okay. I think they might have been talking and smiling and talking to each other. Right. So that means Juan is he's a member of the cartel. Oh, God. He really is an illegal immigrant. Uniparty. Oh, God. He's a uniparty so bad. Right? And then Heather Lappin, in a story during COVID, there's a picture of her talking about the jail or whatever where she's wearing a mask. So I literally just saw recently Heather Lappin, she's a mask wearer. Oh my God, you can't vote for her because she's wearing the mask. She was doing, that's what she had to do in her job in a Green Valley news story. It wasn't like she was at a you must wear your mask rally with Dr. Cullen, but this is where we're at in politics, right?
Well, going back a few years on one of the blogs, I remember there's a picture of Frank Intonori and Matt Hines when they were both new in the legislature. And it was taken out front of where, Chris? Out front of the Tea Party protest outside of Gabby Gifford's office.
That's right.
And Matt just came by and said, hey, Frank, what's going on, you know? And there was a picture of him. You know, people do talk to each other. Yeah. You don't have to support the other person's agenda. I don't think Matt Hines was there to support the Tea Party agenda. And I don't think Frank was going to sit there and, you know, turn it into a thing.
Correct. Oh, my God. Juan Siscomani talked to another congressperson. That's Grijalva. Oh, my God. I mean, trust me, Juan's got a tribunal coming up, too. Don't worry about it. Listener Mike, after reading all the coverage, listening to the press conferences about the Benitez family and the lack of performance by Conover's office, my thoughts turn to the judge in the case. I think sure. the judge is partly to blame of the travesty of justice.
Sure.
Okay. Maybe the crime-free coalition should publicize the judge who let off the criminals with probation. I think those judges are still on the budget. That's an excellent, excellent point.
Sure. Yeah. It's a team effort. It's a team effort.
If you remember,
screwing up our society is a team effort.
The Benitez family situation, the judge told the Benitez family, if you were the perp's parents, you would love to get this deal.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And what was the excuse given for the TUSD guidance counselor rapist? The excuse, now this was not from the judge. This was from the county attorney's office. We don't want to re-victimize the minor girl who
right.
was raped. That's the excuse for doing a quick and easy plea deal with a what I believe was an extraordinarily light sentence.
It reminds me of the great Judge Smales from Caddyshack. Quote, I've sentenced boys younger than you to the gas chamber. I didn't want to do it. I felt I owed it to him, unquote. Thank you, Ted. Wonderful. Um, 8:46 in the morning.
But that's the excuse given. We don't want to re-victimize the victim in this. Really? Really?
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you. Charles Heller, you notice that the Juan ads focus on ankle and Kathleen ads focus on Juan. Trust me. My favorite thing about at that Republican breakfast at Saddlebrook is you weren't allowed to speak ill of another Republican during your time, or they'd ask you to leave the stage. And Wynn had a tough time filling 10 minutes because she couldn't quite just criticize Juan. You could just tell. Once you take that quiver, that arrow out of the quiver, there's not much coherent in relation to what I'm going to do. It's Juan's an evil rhino. Oh God. Do you know he was at an event with Raheena Romero? That must mean he's a Biden guy. Oh God. And you know he voted for Kevin McCarthy. You know who wanted Kevin McCarthy? Oh, that's right, Donald Trump. You guys got to get your stuff straight, dude. You got to get your stuff straight. Coming up at 9:04 is Ted Maxwell with Jump in Tucson. Sounds like he's got Wadsack and then Vince Leach.
No.
Is that next week?
They're switching.
Oh, Grant's so today.
Grant's today.
Now I'm more confused because Grant just sent me a run of show for July 10th, which is tomorrow.
Oh, well, maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Let's do this.
I believe Ted and...
There's two shows coming up in Jump in Tucson.
Right.
Ted Maxwell and Grant Kruger. Ted's show is going to have Wadsack and then Vince Leach after that.
Yeah.
And then Grant Kruger is going to do an amazing job talking about tip credits and what's going on and the history of it.
Yeah.
And he has the guy who's the CEO of the Restaurant Association coming on. So that may happen tomorrow or the next day, or the other one may happen.
For some reason, I think that's today, but I'm going to step out in the green room here once we get this commercial break going. And
it looks like Matt Neely chose the wrong day to snap sniffing glue.
I did.
As our friend Lloyd Bridgers once said.
I totally did.
I can't believe I just did a Lloyd Bridges and a Ted Knight.
No, that's good, man. I did. Looks like I picked the wrong day to stop sniffing airplane glue. Yep.
It's too good. Too good. It's too good.
It's the heat, Chris. It's the extreme heat. Extreme heat warning.
Tomorrow, I'm going to have Grover and I are going to talk about the...
Grover?
Grover wants to talk about the Republican platform.
All right. Grover. I love
and then Libertarian Enlightenment and Hugging Hour.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I got to get back to them. They wanted me to know if I wanted the Libertarian VP candidate, but I'd rather just talk to Tara and Peter about education and stuff.
All right.
So...
I love to be enlightened.
Libertarian Enlightenment Hugging Hour.
Now it's hugging too, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They're bringing people together.
All right.
By long over diatribes on Facebook.
Okay.
You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right. Kudos to Judith for her playlist today. A little Selena here. Bitty, bitty, bumba. Very fun and good playlist today. Malta Joe, you better get your playlist in. I'm really actually getting close. We're getting close to running out here. So I just want to let everyone know that. Don't get me wrong. When I started
not
this.
Not bad since late March.
Yeah, it was late March I started this. It was even before April 1st. So from late March to mid-July, that's pretty good. Now, I've said if you want to send me a second one for you music files, I want one that has... Give me some themes. I want some themes to your thing. Like Kurt did a great one for us in the early days where it was a group that he saw in concert. Each song was a different group that he saw in concert with the name of like where he saw them and things like that. You know, at the Iron Ore Club in Pueblo, Colorado, I saw the Pretenders with the opening act of Kajagoogoo or something like that. You know what I mean? Nice. I needed a Mary Murphy sign for my front yard, so she was just telling me that she dropped it off. Remember, if you need a little help, with your primary ballot. Let's see. We're at roughly, since I put it up there on mid-afternoon Sunday, we've had 250 folks access the guide, the ballot.
Oh, that reminds me. We got a call from a non-computer interwebs user.
I don't want to talk to those kind of people anymore.
You want to
freaking Neanderthals?
A hint on the board.
Say Corp it,
Corpcom.
I don't think there's a. Is there a Corpcom primary?
I don't know. That's why
I feel like there's three people running in three seats, possibly. Hmm. Let's see. Let me work on that for tomorrow. Keep your powder dry on that ballot, as we like to say.
But not too long.
I feel like there's three for three. I even see some of the more MAGA purity people endorsing the same three, including Leah Marquez Peterson.
Yeah, Leah's up probably.
Right, and if there's someone who's
there's one
opposite of MAGA purity, it would be Leah, but they're still supporting her.
Yeah.
So I figure
I don't know if there's anyone else. Yeah.
So I don't know if there's really... I think it's tree for tree, but...
tree for tree, all right.
You guys can help me out with that. So for you Neanderthals that don't use computers, all right, Juan Siscomani, CD6, Mark Lamb, All Day Long, Senate. Remember, in AZ House LD7, you only vote for Anna Orth. You do not put McGar or Jones on there. You want to single shot her into that race. Okay? Trust me. I know it says... Let's see. Billy Beard, what do you got for me? Billy Beard's going to tell me. Billy Beard. No CorpCom primary, three candidates for three spots. So it is Grant Kruger. Oh, my God. We've now come to the mist. We have solved the jump in mystery.
Ian, Ted switched this week, I think.
There we go. Yep. All right. So Anna Orth, single shotter. Do not put McGar or Jones in addition to her. Vince Leach for LD17. Heather Lappin for Pima County Sheriff. John Backer in District 2. Oro Valley Council, Mary Murphy, Mo Green. Marana Town Council, Melissa Zuppe. Mayor Ed does not have a primary or an opponent. So Mayor Ed, but Mike Jetty, if you're a Democrat. Sandy Rosenthal for Sheriff. This is for your Democrats. Edgar Soto, District 3, and anybody but Rex Scott on that other thing. Now, a bunch of you have sent me the Tucson Chamber voting guide. It's a mixed bag of weirdness. All I can tell you is you're gonna love this. They rated Rex Scott. This is a business organization. Rex Scott better than Steve Christie? You've lost your mind. You lost your damn mind.
Wow.
And
wowie, wow, wow, wow.
I was just talking to a member of the chamber in the last 24 hours, and he put it the best way possible, which is it's basically a... check the box moment for the chamber. They can say we did a guide. That's all it is. So let's see what they did here. Hold on. I'm trying to look on my phone. These things are so crazy, these phones. Oh, my God. Hold on. Here we go. See if I can do it without hurting myself.
While you're looking, maybe somebody from the chamber should go visit Alvernon Donuts. I'm just saying, to talk about glass and things like this.
So... crap, I missed it again. This is damn phone. Hold on. I gotta say. So, gotta turn the page. Okay. So, Rex Scott. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll use my phone better next time, I promise. I make a commitment. So, tomorrow, Grover Norquist and the Libertarians in the third hour. If you missed... XP Chris with one of the best pieces of comedy the city of Tucson should have. Shopping cart only lanes is perfect. Love that to death.
Rebadge the bike lanes.
And then if you missed 7:30, my dramatic reading and evisceration of the Laura Conover tone deaf Hispanic victim families are gullible dumbasses discussion.
I just think she'd be happier in the role running a nonprofit for help criminals restore their rights or whatever.
You are correct.
Follow your passion.
Just go.
Prosecuting is not her passion.
Yeah, Laura, get out of there and go be in the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's where you need to be. You're miscast trying to protect anyone in this town. Kruger's coming up next with tip credits, the history of it.